How do you think the guys that are first year guys will cope with what?
I think they'll do great. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of big games this year, and you know, I think they've played enough basketball that it shouldn't be a big factor for them. And if there is any kind of initiation period, it'll be short.
They seem to have different character about them, but I don't know what would bother Jared, but
yeah. That's true.
And Goran's had batteries thrown at his head in Europe.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's not a big deal. I think they're fine.
What do you think about facing two teams here that you might very well turn around and play again Saturday or Sunday in a series?
Well, it's fun. I'm enjoying this. I think it's great that these games count and that we have everything left to play for, so it's great.
Do you have the feeling that tomorrow's going to matter just as much as tonight?
You know, I don't know. I'm not even thinking about tomorrow until after tonight's game. So let's just have a good game tonight, then we'll worry about it later.
You as excited about as Grant about it being the last back-to-back?
That is nice. That is a benefit for sure.
You talk about the matchup with Chauncey and Nuggets in general.
Well, obviously Chauncey's one of the best guards in the league, and he leads their team, and he's, you know, very important to what they do. So. We got to do a good job making it difficult for them, and obviously their team is a team that can get really hot. So just got to be really solid. We got to be you know, ready to compete and play the best we can.
I read a tweet somewhere that I've beaten the Nuggets 10 in a row here at home. Any reason for that? Just one of those things.
Yeah, just one of those things. You know, I have no idea why.
I might have asked you this, I can't remember if I did, but coming into the year, did you consider this more of a rebuilding year than, or were you still trying to figure out the balance between
them? I didn't consider it a rebuilding year. I thought we could have a really good team, but, you know, we put ourselves in the best possible position, I think, to see how good we can be, which is exciting.
The fact that you re-upped back in the summer, did that indicate that you thought you were going to be competitive?
Yeah, I mean... You know, the more went into it than just if we were going to be a good team or mediocre or rebuilding. But obviously, I still believe that we could have a really good team.
Do you feel like you've got the best of both worlds going? You've built a bridge to the future, but
yeah, I do. I feel like the organization's in a good place. They've got some good young pieces that can be built around and transition once some of us guys step aside. And at the same time, us older guys are still important and enjoying it. So it's, I think, a really nice mix with the Suns.
Do assist titles and free throw titles mean anything to you?
Not really. I mean, maybe when I'm old one day it'll be neat, but you know, I really don't think about that stuff.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.